www.radiofreeplymouth.co.uk. But before we go any further, let's hear from the woman who inspired tonight's phone-in. Author Mitzi Soretto has just published her new book, Wicked, Sexy Tales of Legendary Lovers. And I spoke to her earlier and asked her what makes a legendary lover.
If I had a perfect answer for that, I would be a millionaire. But I think sometimes we need to look at characteristics that are not what we consider typical. Probably the first thing people think of is someone who's extremely attractive, sexy, glamorous. And yes, that's icing on the cake, but that doesn't necessarily mean that these people are going to be a legendary lover. I would say that it should be someone who's secure with him or herself, has a solid sense of themselves. It doesn't necessarily have to be the most obvious people. For instance, in my book, Wicked, there's some very unusual characters in there that are legendary lovers. For instance, Abe Lincoln.
You're having me on there.
Yeah, Chairman Mao, Eva Braun. Some very oddball people, but they're distinguished by something. And in the instance of the characters in this book, they're people who have made some kind of impact on the world. Not necessarily always a good impact, but nevertheless, it's an impact. And fame and notoriety do tend to make people more interesting.
Can an unattractive person become a legendary lover? Somebody like Casanova, I understand that he wasn't the handsomest guy around, was he?
So I understand he wasn't, no. He obviously had something going for him.
What was it?
Well, I wasn't alive at the time, but I would say that he knew how to please women, and I understand a few men as well. He obviously was an uninhibited soul. I think that helps when I refer back again to being secure with him or herself. If you're not full of all kinds of angst, you can be free, and that freedom will, of course, translate into the erotic and sexual parts of your life.
That's Mitzi Soretto, the author of Wicked, Sexy Tales of Legendary Lovers. You've got a copy of it there with you, Petra.
Mm-hmm.
Is it any good? Will I learn how to be a legendary lover? Will I get some tips from it?
I think it's interesting in terms of what the people who've contributed to the book have done is thought about what it might be like to be with a legendary person. So they've decided that they would describe a sex encounter with people like Warren Beatty or Joan Collins or Rudolph Valentino, even Chairman Mao, they've had a think about. So one of the things I think is interesting, apart from describing what makes a fabulous lover, is that people have actually thought about an erotic encounter and writing it down and documenting it. So one of the things that we could discuss this evening, apart from general sex issues and about being a legendary lover, is how you might want to become one. So if people would like to have sort of enhance their sex lives, we can do that. Or if you know already, if you're already a legendary lover and you want to tell us how to do it, we will learn. But also about thinking around erotic writing, because I think what's nice about this book is people have actually not restricted themselves. They've thought, okay, I'm going to imagine having sex with somebody. What would it be like? What would I like to do? What would they do to me? And let their imagination run riot, which is, again, a good step on the way to becoming a legendary lover yourself.